Another problem. But then, the same time that the Gemara gives there, the Gemara could have given, if that objection had been raised against Rav Zvin of Treyun and Sficha Adode Kisito. Now, Umitei Chilchas Reib, Vesh Rav Nigel Roshin, which was again, שקורס לרב רבי יזי תיבר להם מה בנאמה שעשיר חמח מסנקף יבוא anyway, we have a מחלק between רשי לרי according to רשי יש עשיר חמח is matrim because it's symptomatic of an already existing nekev according to רי it's matrim because it's symptomatic of a future nekev so now he says that from this reshenim it's mashma that they agree with רשי's פשע that the sirche is symptomatic of an already existing nekev. How do we see that that according to Rabbi Yashin and Rabbi Yisit Tivelen, so sirche is symptomatic of an already existing nekev? Why the Rai is shematzrichem lificho ki shehune is schuchei zu kisidro? So they both require a testing of inflating the lung, in lukewarm water, When, because there is a machlek l'shem, if a sirche is kisidron, so then it's ksheiro, so some l'shem say it's ksheiro, you don't have to do anything. And some l'shem say it's ksheiro, but you still have to resort to the testing of blowing the lung, of putting the lung in lukewarm water and inflating it, and then to notice as to whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. It doesn't bubble. So it's a raya that a sirche is indicative of a nekev that already exists. Because if we say that according to Rabbi Nigashim and Rabbi Yisit Tivelen, so that a sirche is matri because it's symptomatic of a nekev that already exists. So then, and still kisidron is ksheiro. Why? Because there is a very good protection when it's kisidron. So you can understand as to why we are required to test it by putting it in lukewarm water. Because if, let's say, if it does bubble, so then we'll say even the sirche kisidron is treifa. And if it doesn't bubble, so then we'll be machshir. But according to the Ri, that no sirche is symptomatic of a nekev that already exists. But it's only symptomatic of a future nekev. So what's the purpose of testing it by putting it in lukewarm water? It certainly will not bubble. Because when does a lung bubble in lukewarm water? If there is already a nekev. But if the nekev is only in a potential state, it's destined, a nekev is destined to occur. But right now, it's not there. So what's the purpose of testing it lukewarm water? We know that it will not bubble. It will know that not bubble. Because the nekev has not taken place yet. The nekev will occur a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later. So, Tzeraye, from Rabbi Nigash, Rabbi Yisit Tivelen, that they agree with Rashi Shiva. So, Mele, a sirche is symptomatic of a nekev already existing. But, if it's a citron, so then it's very likely that the fibrous tissue that developed at the juncture of the two lobes protects it. It's possible, but it's possible it doesn't protect it. So this testing will determine. We take the Chesed Levish Rabbi Nagel, she was again, she was Rabbi Zivellen, מה שהוא נאמר שהשיח אמר לנו יקבי בו שמצריך לפיוחה כי שהוא נסחורי זו לזו כי סידרון נסחורי סוחת מצלס the ribs of the boss is not talents we hash the im asir khiz boys below in nekev like the he says in king kisidro mama tzolch nifiche kim the loit is fired we chen beri asu chale deivim kim ribu se denune im avol yamrino but if we say like hashe But if we assume that they hold like Rashi, then it's all right. Aval yamrinon den tzircha l'machmas negin. And tzircha is matrim because it's symptomatic of an already existing negin. He also says shapir. The batkinon lo bimfiche. Shema adayin lo nistama negin. Shema adayin lo nistama negin. So that's the purpose of the Nefiyeche. Now, so how is it mashma from Teisves? How is it mashma from Teisves? That according to the Ri, according to Rashi, that is symptomatic of already existing naked. So then it makes good sense to be bathing the lump that has a circuit on because of the possibility, because in view of the fact that the circuit certainly indicates that the nekef already occurred. But if the nekef is already blocked, so then it's not rife. But if the nekef was not as yet blocked, so then it is straight. Because the lotion of Teitzves is here. Avoli Mamrino, the insirchel machmas naked, viosa se shapre de batkino kifiche, shema adayim linistama naked. So maybe it's straight. And if it doesn't bubble, so in other words, if it does bubble, you have a circuit signal, and you put it in lukewarm water, and you inflate it. So then, it depends. If it does bubble, so it's a raya dying linistamanek. So merely it's right. And if it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya that already nistamanek. So here we also have an example. In this state says, of a behemoth being treifo at one moment, but then when the nekev becomes nistam, it's no treifo anymore. He says, because, you see, sirche kesidron is shero, but according to Rabbi Gershon and Rabbi Yisef Tivalem, so we still have to test it. And so in other words, and if we put it in lukewarm water and it bubbles, so we declare it as straight. If it doesn't bubble, we declare it as shale. Now, so monefshech, either there is nekev or there is no nekev. So how is it? So sometimes a sirchek sidron, when it's put in lukewarm water and it's inflated, will bubble, and sometimes not bubble. So if it will bubble, then it will be declared a strain. If it will not bubble, it will be declared a shale. Why is it declared a shale when it bubbles? Because then it's a raya that the nekev that already occurred, and according to Rashi, even by Zira Kesidron, we assume that the nekev already occurred. But if it did bubble, so it's a raya that it wasn't blocked well yet. So maybe it's straight. And if it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya, then the nekev was blocked well. So that means, and suppose, let's say, today we put it in lukewarm water and it bubbles. And we leave it. It will be long. Then a week later, we again put it in lukewarm water and doesn't bubble. So then it'll be shale. So the question, so we have an example here. We have an example here of a behemoth that is trained for at one time, can be declared shale at another time. Now we saw in connection with Tzumis HaGidin and between the Ramban and the Rashba. But here we have another example. That in other words, that a certain seal, a seal like a seal. So at one time, it might be declared as straightforward, and another time it is right. Now Tosfos starts discussing the shaila that was discussed by Rashi. Uno asru chaliyimo. Uno asru chaliyimo. The uno asru chaliyimo. In other words, if a law adheres to the mother law, we at law and it's kisidro. So of course, if it's shaloi kisidro, if there is a sirche between a nun and a nume, shaloi kisidro, of course it's straight. But the machlekes reshein is in regard to a nune that adheres to the nume kisidro. So had it been a sirche between two nunes, then it's clear. Is if instead of being a sirch between two unes, it's a sirch between an une and an ume. The une has to come to umo, vietro. Pirish bikun tres maize boliyodi vietro. In other words, it means it's kisidro. Pirish bikun tres maize boliyodi vishaltes piravim yake barem yoker. Vietiro vilecheir. Upirish litaim vitam haisrin. Nira lady shore we have the tam posa glis there we omar we call a machu in the sruch and the umo machu trefe in Israel we need a tam o Israel the robber we hear here on the betrayune we umo ein shem uno that's Ramadan you see so Rashi is in Rapardes he agrees with the Pesach of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov and he says optu otu de das shaking che corvo se uno de umo mi shame sadi in other words so how does he dispose of that right because after all the more over only mentions preune he doesn't mention ume so he says no ume is also une we just it's an arbitrary thing we don't call it ume but in reality Une is a big une. That's all it is. So maybe the same halacha that applies to two unes applies to an une and an ume. Ume is a une. Elo shem reye. In other words, the une is the mother one. Kidom arom. Hey une is a reye. But if it's Rashi says, if it is true as Rashi says, that an ume is just a big one. So then, the more I should say, there are seven laws. The music here in Boyle, who cut off. So Rabatam says, the Tume is something else. Or the Kavko, or the Shane, Ume, with Shane, or the term Ume does not appear. So, what's the Shane? Who Kavko, or the Shane, Ume, with Shane, with Shane, the Sheim Reyora. Now it's from Ume. So, Ume, from mother, I mean, the mother of all. So, with the Sheim Rechalunes, the Sheim Reyora, she's a weaker Reye, Uvi Ume Yitirovi, Mishim Forosh HaKuntres, Sheim Medes, Vim Yitzara Chozek, and Lekamo, Vim Mispareket, Avodi, because that's more, the Tunes are more centrally located. But if it is a sirch between a nun and a nume, so it's not so central to the Lord. When it is parek, I would do me dan rege, lo yit. Vala mati lo viraye. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Vechei baloch es deile. Uvichu is again. Vara vare meishi li pontes. Vinizke baloch im again. Vechei li yagim chomokim li yisea. Chutz min keimish lo rabbi nishleim. The poshateter v'chol rabbi yisov v'yisrin. I mean, this is what Tosfos says. But then, the later generations, so most Rishonim agree with Rashi, not with Rabbi Tam. V'olim v'mokim sheposhateter shol Rashi because of Oriza, sherabbi Gershon v'rabbi Nachshon Goyen v'rabbi Chananel v'rabbi Shmuel v'ri v'rabbi Yehuda. Kulo matiri, una hasmucha leumo. Uvitei tis rabbi Yehuda, mozos lahatir, vishem rivo.
דיורי הווה, ומביכוח מונה, לא תמצא שלוי כסיתום בסמי. So, well, I mean, it's not a very strong raya, but it's a slight raya, because how many munes do we have? In on the left side, only two. On the right side, we have three. But on the left side, there are only two unes. There are only two unes. So, he says, now, deal we have a une. Now, on the left side, we have the Ume, and we have Tunis, number four, so is the Uno Mishucho Kechetz, and number three is the Uno Hamispatzalos. Now, the Uno Hamispatzalos and the Uno Mishucho Kechetz are adjacent to each other, Now, and then we have the Ume. So, if we say that the Ume is also called Une, so maybe we can visualize a Sirche Shaloike Citron on the left side. In other words, there will be an addition between the Uno Hamis Patzales, the two unes on the left side. So number three, there's the Uno Elieno, and number four, there's the Uno Mishucho Kechetz. The Uno Mishucho Kechetz on the right side. If I mention Uno Mishucho Kechetz, it will slip on the tongue. So in other words, so if we say that a Numa is also called a Numa, so then we can visualize on the left side too. A Sir Cheshomei Kesitron. In other words, there will be an orientation between this Ume and this and the Uno Elieno, then to be Shaloi Kisipa. But if we say that the Ume is a separate thing, Ume is a separate thing. So the addition between Ume and the Uno Elieno could not come within the Aloche of Shaloi Kisidron, because whenever there is an addition between a Numen and Une, even if it's Kisidron, it's there. So how can we visualize the Gemara mentions Halacha of Unes, Sirche of Unes, Shaloi Kisidron? How will we, on the right side, we can visualize it. If, let's say, so you have three unes. You have the Uno Hamispatzales, and then you have the Uno Emtsoyis, and then you have the Uno Arucho Veovo. The Uno Arucho Veovo. This is the Uno Arucho Veovo. This is number six. This is the Uno Emtsoyis. And this, number five, is the Uno Hamispatzales. So we can visualize a Sirche Shaloi Kisidron if there is an addition between the Uno Hamispatzales and the Uno Arucho Veovo. But on the right side, we only have two Unes. So how can we visualize Shaloi Kisidron if we say that a Nume is also a Nume? It's an arbitrary thing, you see. But Al-Pedin, a Nume is also a Nume. So we can visualize on the left side, and Una Shaloi Kisidron, if the addition exists between the Ume and the Uno Amin. This is what it says. Because of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Negerushin, Rabbi Menachshon Goyen, Rabbi Nechananel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yude, Kulon, Matir, Ptis Rabbi Yehudi, Matas Lahata, Bishim Revo. So what's the Raya of Revo? Piroi Havi, Ume, Bimalune, Leutim Shuri, Sidom Ismail. So what's the Reihe from the Rebo? It's a Reihe in that Machlekes Rishenim between Rashi and the Rosh. I mean, most Rishenim are agreeing in the Rosh. What's the Pshat in Shomei Sidron? So Rashi Shidi is the Shomei Sidron is only in the Sirche Bzis between the two Nes Hachetzenis. But if the Sirche exists between two Unes that are close to each other, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mechitoch Mechitoch Migav Migav Mechitoch Migav or Mishipur Migav. As long as there is an adhesion between two Unes that are close, that are neighbors, that adjoin each other, so then it's always Kisidon. So it's, but most Rishayim say no. When is it Kisidon? Only if it. So two things, two prerequisites. First of all, that the Sirche should exist between two adjoining Unes, not between the Unes Achitzenies, and then the second prerequisite is that it should be Mechitoch Mechitoch. In other words, that the adhesion should be the way they are relatively situated together. Mechitoch Mechitoch. Not Mechitoch Ligab, or Migab Ligab. So Memele, if the Rivo had agreed with the Shita of the Rosh, so then he wouldn't have an Eraya, because we could say that a Nune is not a Nune. But then you ask, so on the left side, how can we visualize a Sirche Shomei Kisidron? Very simple. There is a Sirche, there is an adhesion between the Uno Elieno and the Uno Mishucho Kechetz, and it's not Mechitoch Mechitoch, but it's Migav Ligav. Migav Ligav. So it's a Raya that the Rivo Shite is like Rashi. So it's a Raya that the Rivo Shite is like Rashi. I mean, that Machlokes is like Rashi. That in order to be Shomei Kisidron, then the Sirche has to be between the two Unes Achetzenis. In other words, if the Sirche is between two adjoining, two contiguous Unes, so then it's always Kisidron. With this, Rabbi Yehuda Yosef Lakish, in Rivod, Rabbi Yehuda Yosef Lakish, with this, we can see from Ismail, we hold on our stamp, when we mean when we smell, we hold on our stamp, so the question is, so we should say Shibune. What do I Shibune is for a year? We should be Chosef Lecholif, not a Chamisha. The Ume in that year is Chosef Lecholif. But suppose you do find Chosef Lecholif, so then of course it's Reifeh, but since that doesn't happen, so very, very seldom if it does happen. So Mele, he didn't mention in 7 minutes. El Chamishu. Void Namenire, Dafilu, Imeinu, Meshemune, Oleo. Dafilu, Imeinu, Meshemune, Oleo. Mikomo, Kimno, Katrove, Une, Lashminon, Dafilu, Biune, Shomiki, Citron, Trey. Even if we were to say even if we were to say that Ume does not call Ume, the truth is that Rashi says that the whole classification of Unes and Umes is an arbitrary classification. And it's not, and he doesn't even appreciate this classification. He calls it Das Hashem, in the sense irregular, not sound. So, but even if we were to assume that in the Loshna Gemara, Une has reference only to Une, and Une is not, cannot be called Ume. But that wouldn't change the thing, you see. So we still should say
that if it is Kisidron Ifune, Ifune is Rucho Leumo, Kisidron is Kshem. So for two reasons. First of all, Rashi Shita is that Tume is Une. It's only arbitrarily we don't call a Ume a Ume. Arbitrarily. But there is no reason for it. But assuming that there is a reason as to why a Ume should not be called a Ume, but as far as the Kisidron is concerned, so for the same reason that a Sirche Kisidron between two Unes is Ksheiro, why? Because it's not Misparek. So a Sirche Kisidron between a Ume and a Ume should also be Ksheiro. Even if we want to assume that a Ume cannot be called Ume, but for the same reason, that is still like a sidron between two unes is kshero. So is still like a sidron between a numen and une is kshero. Vuita minire, da filo im einu meshein una leo. Mi kolmo kim no katro ve une, la ashmino, da filo gune shalo ike sidron trei. So, but then you ask, what if shech? So let him mention, ume, haskucho le uno ke sidron kshero. Let him mention two members, one memory, and another memory that Ume has Ume Kisidron Kshero. So he says no, he doesn't have to mention. So Robe mentioned three Unes that will be Kisidron Trei. Because over there the whole Chiddush is that Shaloi Kisidron is Trei. That Kisidron is Kshero is the portion. Robe wouldn't even bother mentioning that halacha, but he only mentions that agavuch of another chiddush that treune the sruche shaloi kisidron is treive if mune you fall because the viav no katune asruche leumo have amine the une beuno afro shaloi kisidron shem. You see, the Mechaber and the Rambam, they both pass that there is no difference between Une Haschuchal Uno Kisidron and Uno Haschuchal Yumo Kisidron. In similar metes in Dalet, the Mechaber says, Uno Haschuchal Yuno Oile Yumo. Bein schucho mead, bein schucho kulo, shaloi kisidron treivo, kisidron ksheiro. Afilo bloidviki. In other words, and that there is a machlik rashem. So on that point, the Ramo is chelik. And he passes lechumri. Because the machlik rashem, when we say kisidron is ksheiro, whether it requires vik or not, so the shita of Rabbeinu Gershon and Rabbi Yisti Velem is that it still requires vikin. But there is Rishenim, the Rosh, and other Rishenim, they say that it doesn't require decay. So the on that machlaikes, so in the machlaikes on the question of Unashuchal Umo, Kisidron, Asir or not, so there is no machlaikes between the Machab and Ramo. They both passed like Rashi Shita, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yoka. But in regard to the other machlaikes, as to whether Uno Asruchal Uno Kisidron Betzkshero, whether it has to be coupled with a bdike or it doesn't require bdike, so the Mechaba paskens afilo bloidvike, and then Ramo paskens like Rabbi Gershon and Rabbi Yisiti Velem, v'yishemrin afilo bichsidron tzor bdike, sheinekev berei. Alright, then the other third machlekes, then we have a third machlekes. What does it mean, Kisidron? What does it mean, Shaloi Kisidron? So according to Rashi, Shaloi Kisidron means if the Sirche is between the two Unes Hachitzenis. And but if the Sirche is between two Unes Asmuches, between two contiguous Unes, so it doesn't make any difference how the addition is. whether the addition is mechitoch lechitoch, or megav legav, or mechitoch legav, mechut legav, mechut legav. I mean, anyway, it's still kesitoch. And the other Rishayim say no. So, and that machlekes, that's the third machlekes. So, let's see what the Mechaber says. And the Ramo is not masik. Ve'nikro kesidron el bishtayim zu eitzel zu mechituch shel zu lechituch shel zu va'afilu balachs va'afilu yesh bapilush avon ligabo shel zu, ligabo shel zu o ya'afilu mechituch ligabo mishipule 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 lechituch o ya'afilu mechude shel zu lechude shel zu she'etzlo o ya'afilu mechude shel zu lechituch shel zu she'etzlo nikro shel kesidron. Not like Rashi. Not like Rashi. Alright. So, this is the psak in the three machlekes about tzirches, and that member of God. Now, the next stage is Yishov Chado Dechod Yuik Sheiro. Now, Rome says the other member of God is if you have two contiguous cysts, and so then it's asuro, and the bdike is not effective. So my sin on siule, you bring it all, can be done with a knife too. And we cut it. If the liquid, the pus, from one cyst pours into the other, so then chodi, so it's a raya that it's one cyst, one big cyst, viloi, but when you cut it, so it doesn't pour and empty into the other, so then tartan, yishav chado de chodi yikshir, kosav balaloch es deiles, the buez bishipuli raya, at the end of the raya, the Heine Bishipulein is Oyume Streife. Streife. In other words, so here we see that one bue in the long, one cyst in the long is not Treife. Not only one cyst in the long is not Treife. Two cysts or three cysts or four cysts are not Treife either. Only if you have two contiguous cysts, Smiches Ladon. Otherwise, it's kshel. So the halach is dealing with meishes achilish. That if you have, in other words, if you have, when do we say that one bue or even two or several bues, not continuous, is kshel only if it is in the middle of the ray. But if it is at the end of a lobe or of the madalong, at the end, so then it is treifor. The buez bishipule dereye at the lower end. Dalim shipuleine so ume is treif. Upirish atam the chol yesa kinotol dome. In other words, if a cyst is located at the lower end of the reye, then it looks like an additional lobe. Like an additional lobe. If it's in the middle, so it's not considered like an additional lobe. So it's just an extended tissue. Just an extended tissue. Or a thickened tissue, a thickened surface. But if the cyst is at the lower end of the lobe, then it's like an additional lobe. Vitein, the mind is itself there. But if you consider it as an additional lobe, because normally the lobe doesn't have it, so even if that additional thing, the cyst, happens to be in the middle of the lobe, also. Yes, but what do you say? That if it's at the end, so then it's near a kishtei bues. It's near Kishtei Bues. So because by near Kishtei Bues is not Reif, the best Rai is that even if it's near Kishtei Bues, but if upon cutting upon piercing, upon piercing them. So one empties into the other, it's still sharing, but it still looks like two boys, still, it's not, since objectively it's only one, so it doesn't answer. So the question is, why is it tosser? The machshavim nechleshof adar, v'shem ha'atam, tichshayim et b'seif, seifili fosik, v'linokif. Seifili fosik v'linokif. V'teivli zoyach. So maybe the tam is, if it is b'emtza, and apparently the Aloch Hasdeles does not consider that as a sound explanation. I mean, like this you could say, that the Pshat of Aloch Hasdeles is, because if it's b'emtza, so then it looks like a thickened tissue, a thickened surface, a raised surface. But if it is at the lower end, then it looks like an additional hole. Because after all, treifes has nothing to do with marasai, treifes. Treifes, whether the nechayo is an essential fact or it's an accidental fact, but one thing is clear, that it has nothing, treifes cannot be grounded in marasai. I mean, treifes can say, even if it's not based upon the nechayo, but so it is based upon the fact that it is a basic, organic defect. So the fact that it looks like an additional lobe is of no significance. So the question is, why is it so? Why do we distinguish, why did Aloch Hasdeles distinguish between a cyst in the middle of the ray and a cyst at the lower end of the ray? So it's Shema Atam, Yechsheim it be safe, safely fossil. We mock it, so mainly it's a basic organic defect. So no, Mashiach is in the middle, it's not a really poik. So mainly it's not a nekev, it's not a sure nekev. It's not a sure nekev. We take Lizoya, she called him Reyem Divay Kabo. Should be Mahmir like Talach Dilashi. We came Posakab in the Gersh. We Kosav, the Mahadale Utruno Bisrekshir. Zim Kbetze says a gears to the Mhadr or Trune, not Bisra, but both Gersoyes are correct. In other words, Ramne Gershon says, Ramne Gershon, then the Zim Kbetze corrects it, not Ramne Gershon, but Ramne Hananim. All right, doesn't make any difference. So, but many Rishonim do mention it in the name of Ramne Gershon. Unless we make a correction over there too. So, Ramne Gershon, Ramne Hananim agrees with the Din of Aloch Hasdeles. But he puts one limitation upon it. In other words, when do we say that a buoy at the lower end of the lung, of the mother lung or of the lobe, is considered as koliesek in otodome? That is, if there is no layer of flesh encircling it, but if that buoy that is at the lower end of the lobe or of the mother lung is encircled, is muket with a layer of flesh, of tissue, so then it's not considered as yeser. So then it is just thickened tissue. In other words, thickened raised tissue. So, if there is a hekev of bisre, of flesh, and even if we're not there as bisre, it means the same thing, sheol. I mean, the Rosh, all the Rishonim mentioned in the name of Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Hananel, that if a chut shel bosor is makif, the buet, so then it's sheol, even though the buet, because then it's not considered as yes. Alright. We love treifah. In other words, if he doesn't empty when upon piercing the cyst, so the cyst doesn't empty into that one cyst doesn't empty into the other. So it's a raya that it's two cysts. Melitzrei. Now, Rashi explains it. tarte buye di smicha dode kein le rove shiden un smuche in selo machmas nekev she hoye bere ve hal a nekev sa buye salom svivo. And again, the Harishani, who explained it not on the basis of being symptomatic of an already existing nekev, but of being symptomatic of a nekev that will occur. I mean, the same way as Ligabe Sir. Vilav treif kosa, but when is a treifer? Only if it's too contiguous, says, if there are some. But suppose they're not samuch, if they're not contiguous, then it's not treif. Vilav treif. Vilav treif. Kosa bilchas treif, shal rabbi Gershon, dafli yeshev segbneim kichut asaro treif. Mashmadi kebneim kishnei chutim, v'yichoshev smicha adode, ukshero. In other words, two cysts are also kosher. Only two contiguous cysts. So when is it considered two contiguous cysts if there is only one chutasare that intervenes between the two cysts? But suppose you have two chutasares, so then it's not considered contiguous. So then it's kshir. Because Rabbi Yehuda davke bues sheyesh bem mug, only if it has cysts that have pus. So then if it's contiguous, so it's treif. Avos mochim koshin, but suppose he just has hardened ulcers without pus. Just hardened ulcers without pus. Sometimes an ulcer has pus. But suppose it's mochim koshin, hardened ulcers without pus. Afil smicha, even if they are contiguous. So it's kshel. And then the Gemara will say that even if the lung has tumors, so it's still kosher. Alright. Kol hanize, we went over this thesis. Now, as a matter of fact, we saw that there are four shittes rishonim ligabe une divrode. So Rashi shita is that if it's chaseiro, so then it's kshero. If the une divrode, the rose lobe, is missing, so it's kshero. But if it has two, so it's treif. Rabbi Ephraim, shita is just the reverse. If it is chaseiro, then it's treif. But if it has two, that's the gemore, then it's kshero. Then there is the shita sageini. That today, the Shiddes Hagenim, the Shiddes Hagenim, that both are Sheiros. Zman HaChazal or today. And then there is a Shitta that Rambam mentions that today, since there has been a Shima Teva, so it's treif in either case. So there are four Shittas. Kol Ani Zeh Breit Zeh Yisrael, V'od Yom Ani Bein Bein Treif, Ani Chet Edei La'arbay, Ve'ein, Deimele nuse de vrode pirish bikunches dech mishtak chantarte de treif. Suppose there are two rose-like loaves, so then it's treif. Do yisere de bene bene la vurche dechol de gufele achshom shlo chomani ze preis och islu vimein la fila achas ksheiro vrab ne frei mei meir vrab achas lo yeim chomani ze preis och islu vrisom ravashel in mitrefe do kule islu elvada ya fila al shnaim komo di ksheiro. משום דהני זה פרייץ אוכי יסלו ולפי חוכי מילה אפילו אחס טריפו. So I'm afraid she did just the reverse of Rashi, that if it has not even one rose like loop, so then it's טריפ. And the case of Rav Ashi and Rav Unem HaBarivye has reference to a case of two rose like loops. Now what is Raye? Because we see that all the behemoths have one rose-like lobe. So he says that's no raya, because there could have been a shinua teva. V'nira dein raya mebe mishalom. Di shemoch lukis mishalom. Kida ashkan fekal hiya behemo. Di por bashlishi sheoldo vadai likeyen. If a certain por give birth to vlad. And the question is it the first one or not? So if it is just the Bashleisha, she's just over 2 years old, the poor, in the third year, and she gave birth, so it's a raya that it's a poor, because a poor couldn't give birth before the third year. And our behemoth sometimes give birth, even the second year. So obviously there has been a shino. I mean, as I said last time, that only shows that there has been a functional shino, but not an organic shino. Here, according to Rashi, there has been an organic shino. So that's why Rabbi Ephraim rejected it. All right. אם לא ישנה אימא, כשיהיו בשלוש שניות, תוש השכיחו, ושוב לסלד עד שונו רביס. ושוב לסלד עד שונו רביס. עד שונו רביס. ועמד הבו, the meaning is קרש, ולקום אביקור לתפחי נוסי לברוד, משמע כפרושי, דאין שום עליהי, ומסתבר כבר לאימא, דקוי השניות. ובכל מוקים שישרו חטריפו, ועם חוסר אחס מנהי ניס, אינו אינוסו מסתרפס לאש. All right. Now, last time, I mentioned, in explaining the Gemara, פחן מילה מדעבוי, אבל אגבו, אפילו כתר פדוס טריפו. So, פחן מילה מדעבוי means in front, near the heart. And מגבו, דבו means towards the lips. So it's like, this is the pshat of the Rambam, this is the pshat of the Rif, this is the pshat of most Hashem. However, I don't remember whether I mentioned it, Rashi Shita is different. V'hanem mileim migavoye mitachas. So Rashi doesn't explain that, gavoye in the sense in front, towards the lave, in contrast, towards that rose like rose, you only when it's found near the heart of it, but not if it's found on the soil. Now, then I also mentioned, so I mentioned the people of Rose Potato, that when the Yosef Matri, only if it has the size of the Mercury, but if it's less than the Mercury, then it's Mutta. So that's the sheet of Rose Potato. However, the Ram mentions the Kite that is heard. But it's Lav Dafke Kite. Even if it's less than Tafidate, than the size of Tafidate, so it's also trade. All right, now you more at first. Omar Rafa, that from Zion Day, second one. How do you the Daniel moves the trade? If the long has the likeness of wood, so it's trade. What does it mean, the likeness of wood? So he could have the Hazus. The appearance of the long is the same appearance as of wood. So then it's very important. That when it says, when Rafam says, there's a likeness of wood. So it's very means if it has the likeness of wood, you touch. When you touch it, you feel as if you are touching wood. But it's hard. When you touch wood, so you feel it's hard. So if, when you touch the lung, you feel a certain hardness, so you get the same feeling as if you touch wood, so it's like, that means that the interior, to such an extent, that it's already perforated. All right. Oh, it's destined to be perforated. Ike d'amr chazus, ike d'amr bidisht, ike d'amr d'ilifir, it looks distended, like wood. Vinke de amre de prise.
You get Amre Bechive. So, in other words, so he says, Pirush Pchuzo Kala, Kidachsiv Anoshim Reikim Pirchazi. And there are several of your stories here. And we get Amre Dishie, that if it's smooth, the less likely to have the Ume. In other words, if you don't find any cuts, incisions in it. So in other words, it's all explanatory of dummy roofs. So what does it mean, dummy roofs? So there is one pshat, dummy roofs, it means that it has the appearance of wood. Another pshat is when you touch it, it's like wood. And it says, and dike de amre, the nefiche, that if it's intended. Now the other pshat of prize, someone at Geret, for those who are Geret, and they say, Pruzo Kalo, Pruzo Kiupso, Pruzo Kalo, so that seems to be just the reverse of Gishte, because Gishte means that it's hard when you touch it. And here it says, it's light, so I don't understand, according to that deal. We get Amr Mishir, the rest of the Tuchadim. Now Rashi is not there as the Prize altogether. The Damiel Ufse, Bikaseitzi, to the forest, like a lag of wood. Begishte, she koshe mishusho keitz, the Prize koshe, vahayne name ki gishosu. The nefiche nasis livono ki bikes, vahayne name bechazusi. והיכן הוא נכתר בחיתו גומר ובסדק על כמרי הפרש ניקה בית שיר. זאת אומרת, so when is it if only if it's less like to chedune, if you don't see any הפרש altogether, you see, any הפרש altogether, but it is smooth completely, but if you do find a certain hefresh, certain lines that separate. Even though it's not mamish incisions, so then it's shale. Or the akimina mare hefresh nikabik shale, or the lapshie kufsi. Alright. Now, according to the Gilse, or vike de amre de prize, tike de amre de prize, so that means light, pruzakal. How can that be reconciled with the Ike de Amre of Begishte? Now, Begishte means when you touch it, you feel a certain hardness. You feel a certain hardness. So that's the reverse of Prize of Kalo. So apparently, so you see, Begishte, so only when you feel the hardness, when you touch it. Sometimes, let's say if you have, let's say, what is ufse, is a lag of wood. So you can have a very thick lag of wood, and you might have a very thin slice of wood. So, as far as touching it is concerned, so whenever you touch wood, you get a feeling of hardness. Whenever you touch wood. But even if you touch a slight of wood, you know, that is very thin, that is relatively thin, but touching it, when you touch it, you get a feeling of hardness, because wood itself is hard. So, in other words, those who are geres, the prize, together with gishte, so there is no conflict, because gishte means that the touch is a touch of something hard. But prize means, in other words, if it is slight, bimtzias, like a thin slide of wood. Alright. Omar Rav, kikuch lekshel, if the long has the color of blue, like chal, so tzelak chal, so hu shekimare lazo, it's all French, lo yorek v'lo yishocher, that's blue. So it's shale. Kiduse preif, but if the mare of the lung, of the behemoth, is like ink, black, like him, so it's frail. That means that it is a disease long, and either it is already perforated or it's destined to be perforated. The Omar, Rav Chanina, Shocher Odomu, Elo Shaloko. I mean, this is mentioned Ligabi Marizdam. This is mentioned Ligabi Marizdam, and it also has to do with a blood spot in an egg. So the halacha is Ligabi Marizdam, if the kese, if it has a reddish appearance, so it's asur. And if it has a blackish appearance, it's also asur. And the same, if you find a black spot in the egg, so it's also asur, just as if it had been a red spot. Why? Because black is really like red. But so shocher odom uel shalok. So since the shocher is a result of a certain lacuse, of a certain disease, so mele here we say that it's a disease long. If it has a black appearance, so it's a raya that it's a disease long. Yeruko ksheo. Yeruko ksheo. In other words, if it's green, so it's kosher. Midrabnos. Adumo ksheo. Midrabnos. Itanye, because, you see, odem is ksheo, and shocher is trefo. Even though shocher is odem, el shaloko. But the answer is, odem itself, the color by itself, does not matter the behavior. Why is the behavior trefo? Because only if it's symptomatic of a certain disease. So if it's shocher, true the shocher is odem, el shaloko, but it's loko. So mainly it means that it is a disease long. So it's perforated or destined to become perforated. So it's very poor. It's not symptomatic of any disease, but so it might be a result of the fact that the dam was not completely nivla in the system. So this is why the Gemara mentions Rabnos. Adumak Sheirom Rabnos. Yeruko kshem ramnos, naduma kshem ramnos. The tiny ramnos name of Pamachas, or Achlik Rakayam. Posso is Yahas Lefonai Shemol of Novish and Umeis. Shame you mays. Shlisha Vios Lefonai Reis if you ode. O Marti Lobiti Amtino Loyachi Nibla Boy Dome. Him Tino Loyamolo is a Hoyo, for your Kevin is in Osan above the Alshmi. Vishuf Pamachas Lachman des Kapotki, Posso is Lefonai Shemol of Novish and Umeis. So, many babies, when they are born, they have a little bit of jaundice. Why? Because the circulation of the blood did not set in properly as yet. So the Mele Nosna Babli said that the reason as to why certain children died after the Mele is not because the Mele is a sakona to them, because they were not ready to have the Mele, because the Mele was done before the circulation was nivra, was set in them. Was set in then. But if you wait until the circulation is set in them, is nivla, then there is no problem. So mainly the fact that the lung of the behemoth is very red or it's green is due to the fact that the circulation was not nivla as yet, was not set in properly. But once the circulation sets in properly, then this behemoth will be able to live a normal span of life. Now see the Rashi. Kuch letzeva kochu shu mar and lozer lo yorit vushoche. Kidyu tekire bi yovish vushoche. Lepchanina lin damnina. Elo shalom. Al makusi. Vi seifi liroki vilinoki. You see,
Rashi, you cannot equate one with the other. You see, Rashi happens to hold that the Sirche is Treife because of an already existing Nekev. But, so you would expect him to explain these Treifes also on the basis of being symptomatic of an already existing Nekev, but one has nothing to do with the other. So, the Treife of the Sirche is symptomatic, is based upon an already existing Nekev. But the treife of a certain mare, of an improper mare, is based upon a symptom of ultimately becoming perforated. Die Regel kommt nach so, a dummo, kshei rod abo boren drabnosen, am timiloi, in chodot roi, mei bifnit bukach nefesh, chutz mea venis kichovim, vigila arayi, so shvichodomi. Now, I mean, what Rashi says is certainly true, but it's a little strange too. From Rashi it appears that the only reason is why if a mother had a number of children who died from milk, so then you cannot be mal the next child unless it is shown that the previous children died not because milk is detrimental, but because the mile took place before the dam was needed. But otherwise, you're not. You cannot be mal. Why can't you be mal? Because of sakone. So what if there is a sakone? So it's on the basis of the chayva evolution. So it's mashma from Rashi. Suppose there hadn't been a loche of the chayva evolution, then a father would have to be mal a child even if there is a sakone in maling the child. Now the question arises, why do we have to resort to the Chayvim L'Shemus? But of course, that is a good time too. But even if there hadn't been a Halacha or the Chayvim L'Shemus, he shouldn't be allowed to be mal, because after all, suppose someone can be Mekayim Mitzvah only at the expense of doing an Aveira. So will anyone pass to him, you can be Mekayim Mitzvah? Suppose someone does not have a sukkah, the first night of sukkahs. So he says, all right, I have a very easy way of being mikayim the mitzvah sukkah and being mikayim the kazayis pass the first night of sukkah. I'll build this sukkah. I am a carpenter. I can build this sukkah. So he will not get a heter. He will not get a heter to build a sukkah, to do an avera in order to mikayim the mitzvah. Only if there is... If it's a situation of Esedir Chalitzese, it's been there. So then there is Aloha of Esedir Chalitzese. So even without the Aloha of a Chayba and Rishi Yomizbeh, if, let's say, there is a situation where a woman had a number of children who died from the mile, so that means that there is a possibility that is the result of being mal. The fourth child will die too. So we are not mal the fourth child because of the chaymeh. And suppose there hadn't been aloha of the chaymeh, what heter does the father have, or the mayor, to be able to see himself? I mean, for the same way that one does not have a heter to be able a nisa of aloha in yontef in order to be kaim in mitzvah, of eating kazayis in the sukkah, so he certainly does not have any heter to be able to see himself in order to mekayim a mitzvah of Himmel, but without Isurim, without Rezirah. So why does Rashi have to resort to the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh? Why does Rashi have to resort to the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh? Even without Pikuach Nefesh, too, the din of Pikuach Nefesh is certainly sound, but even without it. So, the answer apparently is, Rashi holds that inasmuch as there is a loche of chmiras akantem yisurim, so even vis-a-vis himself, a person is not allowed to endanger one's own life in a situation of chshosh rechem. He's not allowed. And the only heter as to why a person is allowed, let's say, to go by plane, is because he's Doshe B'Rabbi. So Shem Yapsoi Mashem. That's the only Hetter. And in Rame, the first one who flew over the Atlantic, I think Colonel Lindbergh, I mean, so he didn't ask any Shailes, but he asked the Shailes. So the Pesach would have been no. So in other words, so even vis-a-vis oneself, so there is a loche that we don't rely on Rov, we don't rely on Hazoke. So we have to be chishish for your social rechid. Hishom lecho ushmen afshach. So we tzorich leizoya. The Rambam says in the Chesachsi Hashem Zephes, the kol dova shei yibis hakones nifoshes, hitzorich leizoya v'lishme men yop v'yop. Shenema hishom lecho ushmen afshach. Allah has come and hamo vis-a-vis a sakone of somebody else. So vis-a-vis leizir tzorich. So he cannot rely on Rov. Let's say, in other words, suppose a doctor will prescribe a certain pill that on the basis of Rov, the patient will not die. 60, in 51% of the cases, it's effective. It's not fatal. But only 49% of the cases, it's fatal. So is a doctor allowed to rely on Rov and prescribe such a pill? Of course not. Because Chmira Sakantami is Sure. So we don't rely on Rov, even vis-a-vis himself. So he's not allowed to take any chances. Vis-a-vis somebody else, you certainly have to be Cheshish for a social life. So then the question arises, how can anyone be Malachai? There is such a thing of Meisoch of Machmas Mile. There is such a thing as Meisoch of Machmas Mile. So how can anyone be Mali child? And the Chosh, but what you say, it's very remote. Maybe one in 20,000 or 50,000 babies dies from the milk. As a matter of fact, you know, those babies who have hemophilia, for them, the mille is baby. And those cases were that mille resulted in a fatality, in a tragedy, was because unknown to the doctor and unknown to everybody, so the child was nimble. There was one baby in Chicago about 9 years ago, he was critically ill, but he finally was saved. But because he had hemophilia and the doctor didn't know about it. So, in other words, so every time you admire a child, there is a chosher recheke. Maybe the child has hemophilia, and then it might be fatal. The answer is, but there is a mitzvah of mile. So in other words, so obviously, even though, generally, there is a loche, that regardless of konis nefoshes, we have to be chishish for chosher recheke even in regard to himself. Allah has come v'chamo in regard to somebody else's life. But in regard to Mile, we don't have to be Cheshi for Shosh Recheiki, even though it involves an Indian of Ritzich. Because otherwise, we could not even visualize a Kium of Mitzvahs Mile. So Mile, since so Rashi says that the only reason as to why, if Meisu Echot Machmas Mile, so we are not Mal, is because of the Aloha Pekach Nefesh. We ask, why do we have to resort to the Aloha Pekach Nefesh? Even without the Aloha Pekach Nefesh. After all, how is he allowed to be Mal Misofik? How is he allowed to be Mal, and maybe he'll kill the child Misofik? The answer is, every Mile, there is a Chosh Recheik. So, in Kovat in the Kules, so Chosh Recheik is not considered a Misofik. But in regard to Sakone, so Chosh Recheiki is also considered a Misofik. V'tzorich li'izoya b'dobo ozeh yofi yofi, as the Rambam says. So we have to say it's a special Zer Sakozu. That we are not chishish for the Chosh Recheiki. We are not chishish. So b'meile, if there hadn't been a halacha of pikuach nefesh, so then I would say that even if there is a real possibility, a real sofik of sakone, so there is still a chiyuv of mile, in spite of the fact that it involves a certain risk.
But why isn't there? So it's because there is a loch of Pekach Nefesh. So then you ask, but in Hilchim Pekach Nefesh Acharov, so, and but here we are not so, so the Gabi Shabbos, so even for Rosh Hashanah Rechekel, because Pekach Nefesh Yom Achal Shabbos. But the Gabi Mile, for Rosh Hashanah Rechekel of Pekach Nefesh, we are not there for the Mrs. Mile, because otherwise the Mrs. Mile could never be fulfilled. We'll always say, maybe the child has hemophilia, and it cannot be mal. So the answer is, so it's only exerasakosu. So it's only exerasakosu that this choshereheke of that the choshereheke of pikuach nefesh is not the yichidus mile. But if it's more than a choshereheke, if it's a real something, then pikuach nefesh is neiche. But as far as is the of being chishish in regard to the himself, the Sirtzoch, is concerned, so since normally, so we have to be chishish in regard to the Sirtzoch, even for Shosha Recheike, and obviously here we don't have to be chishish for Shosha Recheike, so if there hadn't been a look of Pekach Nefesh, we wouldn't even be chishish in a case of a real Sophic also. Yeah, we wouldn't be cheshish even in the case of a real sophic, we wouldn't be cheshish. But only because of the aloche of the chai b'hem v'leshiyam. Now, she'im lo b'dome, she'im dome niv lo b'psorek, she'im dome hirich b'nir l'bosom, v'havi ki m'she'im li dam, v'adam hu ha'nefesh, u'mitech she'im b'chiyus, hu meiz v'mako kal. All right. Now, Omar Rav Kana, ki kvei nekshir, if the lung is like liver, if the mare is the mare of liver, is kshel, kibis ha-treif. But if the mare of the lung is like of boso, of external boso, so then it's treif. V'simona och, in order to remember it, u boso basod treif. Omar, that's the only way to learn it. Omar, av somme breid rofi. Hay rei edidam ye kikshuse och meruke och meibis ha-treif. If the mare of the lung is like Kukosta or Kemerike, I mean Crocus and Uchrimbise, if it has the same mare as the yolk of an egg, so it's right. Because that's disease, that's the lacus. So it's safe rinoke if it has that mare. So it's not a healthy mare. So the more es the kashe, el yeruko di sheir oichetamye. Because in the Gemara Loshen Yeruko can have reference either to green or to yellow. All kinds of green and all kinds of yellow. All kinds of yellow. So it's now you say the Treye Didamye, the Treye Didamye Kigin Biuse, that's yellow, the yolk of an egg. So it's Treye, El Yeruke, Vikshe Roheche Damye, so it's Kikas, like leeks. Like leeks, but crocus too is not yellow. It's a greenish color. It's a greenish shade. But there is a difference between the green of leek and the green of crocus. So in other words, if it has the green of leek, so then it's kshel. That's not disease. But if it has the green of crocus, so then it is disease. All right. Kikshusa Yeruko. Uloi Kasov. Elokimare Kshusa. Uikimare Meruko. Kako. Uikimare Beitzo. Vicholele Minyorke. Eloshese Mize. Elmishune Mize. Vichol Mare Kru Gnir Yorke. Alright. Omar Rabine. Suppose you find an obstruction in the lung. My sinon sakile, so we take a knife, we carry on,
and you cut it open, the lung.
So is bemukle. So if we find pus inside the lung, so then it's a raye dvade machmas mukle. That the obstruction resulted from the pus. That's why it was so closed, become packed. you know, because it was filled up, stopped up with pus. So the obstruction is due to that. Viloi, but if we don't find any pus, Misfilu Agat Vil Reiki. So he put a feather or a spit on the plate, on the spot of the obstruction. Here it's just the reverse, you see. In other cases, you know, when you make it decay, so we don't cut it open, so there is really no nekev, except a nekev that existed before the shri. So there, the criterion is, if it bubbles, so it's right, so it's a raya that was a nekev before the shri. And if it doesn't bubble, it's kshev. But here, just the reverse. Because here, so we don't have to be worried about the fact that it bubbles. Because we opened it with the knife, so we made a big nekev with the knife, now lach ha-shrit. So what should worry us is not the bubbling. It's just the reverse than the other bikkis. So here, we be yodayim made a big nekev by cutting it open. So we made a big nekev in the lung, inside. So the melee, so it should bubble. And the fact that it bubbles is a result of a nekev that was made now when you use the knife on the lung. But if it doesn't bubble, so then the question arises, why doesn't it bubble at all? You use the knife, so, and you put a feather, you put spittle on this part of the obstruction, why doesn't it bubble? Apparently, there is a certain disease in that spot that causes the obstruction. So in spite of the fact that you used the knife, you couldn't make a nekev in that spot with the knife. So here, you see, is the same kind of test, but it's in the reverse way. You would see that the same decay is made in the other decays that we had. So then, if it bubbles, it's a raya, it's right. Because over there, we didn't make a nekev after shrite. So if it bubbles, it's a raya, then there is a nekev. And that's why it bubbles. That's why it bubbles. So, but if it is, but here, we made a nekev by cutting open. So it should bubble, if it's a healthy one. So if it doesn't bubble, so the non-bubbling, is symptomatic of a disease, love, of an obstruction. Some may say,
is safe.
We will pray. Manich ba'lo alei se otu, on the obstruction spot, le'acha shenikra, im mivatz bitze, dinayu treike,
kshir,
dayu bizike, dayu bizike, so it's a raya, that's a kshir, we will lakuse yu treike. If the Rehe produces a sound, if we know where the sound comes from, or you see, here is the other way around. That's the usual way. That's the usual test. So if it bubbles, it's straight. So it's a Rehe. After all, we did not cut it open. So we did not make a new nekev now. So if it bubbles, it's a raya, there is a nekev. When did the nekev occur? Lachashrite. We didn't do anything to bring about a nekev. Lachashrite. So obviously the nekev took place before shrite. So mil is trayv. Viloi tshevo, viliyadino. That is, if we know, if we can identify the spot where the sound comes from. But if we don't, we already have it. Do we have in law? Maisim shechuse de maya pshure. We bring a basin of lukewarm water, umisminu abigavro, and we put along inside lukewarm water. Bichmim eloi, we don't put it in hot water because the kafze, because it's shrivel, it will shrivel. We create it in cold water, very cold water now, the mitar sheet of hal, and we batkinu de pshure. We put along lukewarm water. Imi vats vitze. So even though we don't know the spot of the sound, but if
when the whole lung is put in lukewarm, it bubbles. So it's a raya, there's an ekev treif. We like shame. So why? So the question is, why is there a sound? Because we had it. Tatoy inkev, the inner membrane
was perforated.
So a wind air passed through one
and it couldn't go out through the other.
So it causes vibrations, it makes vibrations, hence the sound. Why the apshe? Zikir bein beinu. I don't know whether we said it more. Omar Avisi, Om Sholom Machmas Maka Derei Enikum. Enikum. She said for his us, Vichol Tzichel Derei Enikum Ha'ilam Machmas Maka. Hilka, Hafa Gablu Enof, Ixike Preif. Hayari the Afsh Parish is real.
In Chavtze Seis Me'anek. The Vitalashe,
Goshen Talashe, She Makshim in Halbas. Vukhum Adaki, Shu Niskashe Nista, Mishu Shayar. Izin Goyim Kef Eloi, Umin Kef Kibodi. Omar Gula Mara Reichna Reish, Mish Vora Gigit Nikshayro. If long became so decayed, deteriorated so that it pours like water in each other, it's still chill. Even though it deteriorated so that it becomes so soft and so liquefied that it can pour, it can spill like water in each other.
So it's still chill.
As long as the membranes are intact. Al mitasol ha-chisor, mifnim lo yishmei chisor.
Eisra alam lulele
ha-resh, nikmo shechosro, mai chosro, ilayim vachut ha-nik, elav mifnim,
ushmam chosor, mifnim shmei chisor.
So it's a cash against lule. So the Gemara says, lo ilayim vachut, udikam ratayim nikvo. So why did it mention twice? Why does it mention twice? It's Rechel Rav Shimon. Domachik Noki will be Sarsipenes. So Rav Shimon Shittin is that in the lung, if the membrane of the lung was perforated, but if it's not perforated,
it doesn't penetrate,
it wasn't perforated into the bronchi, so then it's not rated. So when does Rav Shimon say
that an ordinary neck
that is not Nikuva to the Sarsipenes, to the bronchi, does not make it free for
Vasli for
if it is not coupled with Echisom Bifni. But if you have an Ekev in the membrane and in addition it is coupled and it is coupled with Echisom Bifni,
so even though the Ekev does not
penetrate into the bronchi, so it's
already trained.
לא יצריך רב שימן עד שנוח, מסתם פעיל זה אני נקבל חסום,
אבל זה חסום, אף רב שימן מיד.
רב חנן יחולש, או לגב רב נוסן חול בלעדור, זה זה כן טובים ואחרים. אי זה כמה יראי יש אני שפרו קיטן, that it became so liquefied, that it could be poured like water in a jar, ועכשיו, because the membranes were intact. אמר רב, והוא דיקאי מסים פעיל, only in addition to the membrane being intact, so the bronchi is also intact. But if the bronchi tore up, so then it's not true. Omale, Ravachet, Rehobel, Ravashim, Miriadino, how can we know whether the bronchi is intact or not? Omale, Maizinon, Tzai, Dikunye, we bring an earthenware vessel, basin, that vishafchinon lo bigaber, and we pour the lung into it. Is bishereike chibre treif. If we see inside, we see as you empty out the lung, so you see white streaks. So it's very fair. That's a raya. What are the white streaks? The white streaks are the bronchi. And the bronchi were decayed, I mean, were destroyed. So that's the white streaks. Be more, if you don't notice any white streaks, so that means that the bronchi is intact. So it's clear. Omar Rab Nachman.
Chayyah Benemuka Ukru
Shalom Kayom Ksheiro.
Now before we had a member of Shmuel,
and that not everybody agreed with Avulam. We had a member of Avulam that Chayyoshin Shmuel couldn't Ksheiro, and not everybody agreed with it. And the one who did agree with that, so he placed a certain limitation.
Robert,
only if time is in favor, but if all time is in favor, and there is, and if it is, and it's chasero, so then it's not fair. Here, Rav Nachman said that, not Ule. So apparently, it's another deal. It has nothing to do with Ule's deal. Omar Rav Nachman Reyes and Imuko, if the Reyes was decayed, Vitchum Shalom Kayam is Sheol, and the membrane is intact, the Sheol. But isn't it? That's Rav Nachman's membrane. So it's not the same membrane as Ule's. So the Shittas Rambam is the Tainach. Ule's membrane, Rav Nachman's membrane is Tainach. But Rashi doesn't agree with Rambam. And Rashi holds it's two separate halachas. Nismeiko, Rashi says, Nisreik no Meleo, Miktsoso. Beide nicht hochgekitten. Aber Miktsoso und Nishachot. Nicht hochgekitten means... Nicht hochgekitten means that it became completely liquefied. That it can spill like the water in a jug. So that it's totally machlekes. And even the one with mach here, he places a certain limitation. Only if the bronchi are intact. Mashem came in Muko means not that it became that it deteriorated so that it became soft like water in a jug. Soft as a jug. No. That it means he just emptied out, there is a chisor. So maybe a cavity is formed. And he can't make on his right to Malayo Mikzosa. When you need to kick him, I'll be Mikzosa when you shall. So that's Ksheiro, according to everybody. And that's not all in the Machlekes. Taina Moch.
Reyo Shem Muko Uchum Shalom Kayo.
Afilu Marzekes Revis. If the whole of Afilu
Marzekes Revis. Whole Chisori. Hamar Azik Revis Aluk. Such a big Chisori.
Such a substantial diminution. In the Reyo.
So it's still Shem. Mitlo Shal Fuchas. Shalom Kshem.
Or suppose the uterus, the womb of the behemoth was taken out.
So it's Kshem.
It's not Reyo.
He's Lia Kovicholo.
If the liver of the behemoth became wormy, so Zero Yamaite, the Olu Aleo Bnei Asya, it's a certain country.
Gimu Rigolim Liyavne, the Regal Shlishi Terure.
Now,
that expression, Gimu Rigolim Liyavne, the Regal Shlishi Terure,
we find in a number of places in Shas. But here Rashi doesn't mention all the pshat. Here Rashi says, "Was when Uvishne or Golim Romu leklum,
Uvishne shiom dumini and Romu matir literu."
But in Yevomets, Afkuf Chobeis, manage the last piece of the Gemara in
and the last omet of the Gemara in Yevomets.
So there, the Gemara Rashi makes a stupshat.
One pshat is not legal
in any way.
So one pshat is. Gimel Rigolim Biavne means because the Chachomim used to give it roshim
on the regal in dealing of Yonti.
So many used to come to hear the roshim. So other Chachomim
used to come and hear the roshim of the Chochem with the limited roshim.
The roshim. So two Rigolim.
So they didn't want to decide on it.
But the third regal, so they decided.
Sukkes, so the Chachomim, so the Chachomim didn't want him to be in the name. Then Pesach, the second regal, they want. But let's say Shmuel, so they decided to take a vote on that question.
So it's Mishlishi Omru Minyan Rom Matir and
Vitoru.
That's one pshat. And then Rashi mentions the pshat of the Jewish Hagenim.
And that's really the Mokeh for the Yotza.
So the Jewish Hagenim says, that when a Godel is niftar,
so on the Yahrzeit, on the anniversary of the Odin Godel,
so it was customary, Bizman Chazal,
that all the Chachomim used to assemble Al-Kivrei. Al-Kivrei doesn't necessarily mean that they went out to the cemetery. It means Al-Kivrei,
as a tribute to the Odom Kodol.
So they had, they all assembled,
and then they delivered
Divrei Torah,
Droshet. So as a tribute to Odom Kodol, that's the Mokiah. So that is also called
Regel.
In other words, because many Jews used to come and hear the Droshet that was the Chvede of the Odom Kodol. So it was called also Regel. So Gimel Rigolim, the Avne, the Regel Shlishi, anyway. So I thought maybe we'd reach up to the Gemara there, but it's already 12:30.
Anyway,
next time you have to prepare. You should have been prepared up to the Gemara Ma'amacha Shemit Dereya for today, but for next time you should be prepared and open Gemara up to the last line of Mentes Amidale.
Rabbi Shmuel, Chom Amishim Abeis of Mind.